Good morning, Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. Our 10 o'clock hour is always that hour where we bring in a particular expert on a topic, and it's more than just answering your questions about all your homeowner questions that we do at the 9 o'clock hour. We pick one topic and we drill down deep. This is where you get your master's degree in homeownership, not just your bachelor's degree. That's the 9 o'clock hour. So for those of you that want to know more in greater detail about everything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, this 10 o'clock hour is the hour for you. In particular, as you know, regular listeners, we've been trying to educate you through some of the rate changes the utility companies have pushed upon us. And I've brought in an expert from the solar industry, from one of our Rosie Certified Solar installers, Mr. Kyle Ritland from Sun Valley Solar. Kyle, I appreciate you coming in the studio this morning, my friend.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me, Rosie. My pleasure.
You betcha. You know, and we get a lot of emails with people just like totally, completely bent out of shape about what this is going to do to them. And I constantly have to stop them and remind them, look, what is it worth getting electricity delivered conveniently and safely and reliably to your home every single day in the middle of the summer when it's 115 degrees outside? Is it worth 10 bucks a day to have your air conditioner run, to have your kitchen work, to have your big screen TV and your home entertainment system, to have your computer system plugged in? Is it worth 10 bucks a day? And at that point, most people will say, well, you know, you're right. The rate changes are going to shuffle the cards a little bit. They're going to change the way we do things. But all things considered, we're still going to be provided with the great convenience of electricity delivered to our home safely and reliably. So that's hard to contest. But that doesn't take away the confusion of where we are. And that's why I wanted to bring Kyle in to see what he's hearing from his prospective clients that are considering solar. I'm thinking this rate change is going to be a huge boost to the solar industry. Kyle, are y'all thinking the same way?
Yeah, so it actually looks pretty good. You know, there's definitely been some changes, and the calculation is different than it has traditionally been in the past. But the utilities have actually offered up some additional ways to save if you're the type of person, and I think most of your listeners are, if you're the type of person that's willing to get a little bit involved and a little bit engaged with your energy use. And that's, you know, certainly I want to speak for them, but I believe that that's a big part of what they're trying to do is give people incentive to be a little bit more hands-on with their energy use. And there's definitely some new components in these rate structures that allow you to do that and save some money.
And I'm of the type, you know, I don't like change. You know, the book, Don't Move My Cheese. I don't want anybody to move my cheese. I want it the way it's always been. But that just isn't reality today. And the rate change has a couple aggravating components of it to me. And those of you who have adopted the super cool technique and have saved 30, 40, 50% off your bill, you're going to have to modify your plan accordingly. Now you're not going to be able to super cool till 8 in the evening as opposed to 7 in the evening. And you've got to guard yourself against large spikes. The bottom line of the rate increase from APS is the super cooling won't be near as effective because they're taking the cost of electricity that is off peak, which they always provided for us dirt cheap, and they've raised that price significantly. So you're not going to have the big swings in savings. APS is saying, and the Corporation Commission accepted their projection, that it's going to be a 4 to 5% rate increase. We're anticipating most homeowners will see a bit more than that, whether you're super cooling or not. But the question is, if we're taking this off-peak power and driving the price up so much, what would a 6 kilowatt photovoltaic array on my roof provide for me? And Kyle, why don't you talk them through the little demonstration you've got put together? In the last hour, I told everybody, get home, get in front of your computer. We've got some stuff we want to show you.
So, yeah, so it's a complicated subject. And, you know, there's a number of different rate plans, and there's a number of different components within each rate plan. And then there are, of course, the differences with each home and how each family uses energy. So there's a lot of variables to consider when you're looking at your energy use and how these new rate plans apply to your energy use. And then again, when you are looking at how solar could potentially overlay above all of that stuff. So to help, I put together a little visual aid, and you can find it if you're inclined to and you're near your computer. Just go to sunvalleysolar.com/Rosie. And there's a downloadable PDF there. And one of the things that we're going to talk about is how to use the APS rate comparison tool. And that little PDF gives you a step-by-step guide on how to look at your usage through their tool to see how it's going to affect you and change. And then I also actually last night I ran my own numbers. So I am not a particularly high energy user because I'm single and I have a small house. But it was pretty shocking, even for me, somebody who doesn't use a tremendous amount of energy, how much it's going to increase. So again, if you want to take a look at that, it's at sunvalleysolar.com/Rosie. So the biggest change, I think, Rosie, that you alluded to is the change in off-peak rates. So the utilities have done a really good job of training people to push their energy use outside of the on-peak hours for savings. And one of the things that you'll notice when you look at the new rate plans is that the off-peak rate doubled. So if you're accustomed, and certainly a lot of your listeners are accustomed to being a little bit involved and paying attention and pushing the bulk of their energy use outside of on-peak hours, you're going to see a bump because those per kilowatt hour rates go way up. Now, on the good side, there are a couple of new rate plans that include what's called a demand fee. And in those rate plans, the emphasis is on the demand fee. So the per kilowatt hour rates are significantly lower. So again, if we're thinking about being a little bit more involved and being a little bit more engaged with your energy use in exchange for a reduction in your rates, that's where you would go. You would look at playing the demand game. And we have some tools that help people do that and help unlock those savings. And you can buy into kilowatt hour rates that we haven't seen in decades, 4 to 5 to 6 cents in some cases, usually around 7 cents. And that's a significant savings for people that are willing to get involved. So the gist of it is, if you're a set it and forget it type, and just want to stay on your current plan, you'll probably move over to a plan and you'll get a bump in your off-peak rates up to almost 11 cents. But if you're willing to get a little bit involved and get a little bit engaged with a combination of solar and some demand management technology, you can save quite a bit of money.
And it's a couple confusing things about it is we've been encouraging people to go to the APS site, and your little download that you've got here actually takes pictures of people how to guide through that APS website so they can go on and find it. I don't find that tab particularly easy to find given how big an issue this is, so it's interesting. But once you find it, you can click on there and actually compare the I think there are 7 new rates, and you can pick each one of them and ask APS to calculate what your difference is going to be. But the confusion is I don't even think their calculator is doing it completely accurate in that they're not accounting for the shift in the hour 7 to 8 where we were super cooling in the past. So you look at Rosie's bill and you can see the least they say it's going to go up. The least it they say it's going to go is 36% and could go as high as 56%. I think I'm going to see something in the neighborhood of about 20% because I'm going to play this game. Kyle calls it the demand game. You've got to keep your house from spiking demand. And solar is an excellent tactic for accomplishing that. You want to explain that for just a minute, and then we'll take a little break and come back.
Sure. So you're absolutely right. So on one hand, I really have to hand it to APS because this tool is a degree of transparency that is pretty cool. You really can spend a lot of time looking at the different plans and how the different plans are going to impact your rates when they come into being. However, isn't really a perfect tool, as you alluded to, and that has a lot to do with individual behavior. It's hard for APS to predict how people behave in their home, and energy use is a lot about behavior. So it isn't perfect. Really, I always recommend to people, and this is we go through this with every single solar consultation, is we look at your individual patterns. We look at when you're in the home and out of the home and when you can best align to on-peak and off-peak hours for maximum savings. And it's hard to do that with an automated tool.
So it really is.
So as part of a solar consultation, we would walk through that and design a system that best works for you. And we would look at how those lay against these new plans and how the new plan could be affected.
All right. Back with Kyle Ritland of Sun Valley Solar right after this.